A big game in the Big Ten and a big game of in-state and national importance is Iowa and Minnesota. The Hawkeyes at home hosting the Golden Gophers. Joining me to talk about that game, he's the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin. And, of course, you can hear Gary on our sibling station with the call of the game, K97. Gary, Iowa coming off a loss last week to Wisconsin. I think the thing that shocked me the most about the loss, Gary, was the fact that the Hawkeyes gave up 300 yards rushing.
250 of those belong to Jonathan Taylor, who has hurt opposing run defenses. I think the tackling got a little tired in the fourth period. Wisconsin had the ball for 15 more minutes, meaning Iowa's defense was on the field for it. That length of time, and you just cannot put that kind of pressure on your defense, particularly when you're facing a ground-gaining juggernaut like Jonathan Taylor and those big old 6'7", 320-pound linemen are beating on you. And A.J. Epinesa as much as admitted that on the post-game show and throughout the week. That you got a tired defense out there, Rob, as you know, mentally, physically, you're beaten down, and that's what can happen to you.
Absolutely. You know, Gary, today the Hawkeyes hosting Minnesota. There's probably not a hotter team in the country than Minnesota. They've kind of captured the nation's attention, and I tell you what, it feels like P.J. Fleck is kind of the Pied Piper. It feels like those guys believe they can win every game, and you and I both know that that's dangerous when a team believes that.
Young guy, full of a lot of energy. He had to run track for as fast as he sprints up and down the sideline on game day. He had to be a sprinter in high school and college, I would guess. I know he played football, but you got to have some sizzle when you're trying to build a program from the ground up like he was when he came in here. But that defense, Minnesota's defense, I think is the difference in why they are 9-0 versus maybe 6-3 or 7-2. They have 9 starters back from a year ago on defense, and they have 9 starters who are seven seniors and 2 grad transfers. They've got a guy that switched over from Notre Dame and a guy that switched over from Michigan, and last time I checked, those are 2 pretty good football programs. Carter Coughlin is kind of the leader of that front four, but their linebackers, Marion Barber's kid, Antoine Winfield's kid, they got a couple guys on that defense that are great. Great legacy players. I mean, Winfield has 7 interceptions.
Yeah.
He had 2 last week, certainly the clinching ones. There's a reason they're 9-0 that I like in this game to, drama-wise, maybe to when Ohio State came in a couple years ago after beating Penn State, rallying to beat Penn State. The Buckeyes were looking at the college football playoffs, and Iowa got a pick 6 from Amani Hooker on the first play of the game. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it shows you what can happen when you're at home and the crowd's going to be raucous. It always is because it's for the Pig. It's for Floyd of Rosedale, the longest standing rivalry Iowa has in the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And so clearly there are 2 programs. They don't like each other. There's always some sniping back and forth between the fans. 3:00 kickoff. It's going to be sold out. Crowd will really be into it. They'll be juiced. I think it's imperative that Nate Stanley and the Hawkeyes get off to a good start.
I think so, too. Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, has been my guest here.